presenting our own Helen Jepson, a chorus of young American singers,
Ramona,
and the King's Men, Paul Whiteman, and the brilliant Whiteman Ensemble. White shoulders gleam against dark dinner jackets as the house lights fade. The footlights brighten. The orchestra comes into full eruption to the original American as the spotlight follows Paul Whiteman.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. And let's hear you welcome our distinguished guests from north, east, south, and west, the great American radio audience. On their behalf, I thank you. We have a lot of show this evening, and I think there's something in it for everyone in the family. Our star dressing room is once more glorified by our own Helen Jepson, whose lovely soprano voice needs no introduction to you. Neither does a great song by Irving Berlin. Irving to me, the composer of Alexander's Ragtime Band to you. Second act this evening is a big dramatic scene from the play Ramona in High Society. The curtains part, and we see a beautiful triplex penthouse high above Park Avenue. Through the window can be seen New York skyline. So Ramona is New York's stag line.
Ramona, how does the best blocking back Princeton ever had get through this crowd around you?
Well, first you have to take out the interference before you can take me out.
I don't want to take you out. I just want to collect the money you still owe me on that Army-Navy game.
I know that. Why did I have to pick this year to fall in love with a West Point cadet after all the years I've been true to the Navy?
What became of you after the game, Ramona? I wanted to drive you home in my car.
Well, Tommy Winston flew me back to New York in his plane.
Tommy Winston, the polo player?
The same.
I'm surprised he didn't make you ride back to New York on his polo pony.
Haven't you heard? He hasn't got his polo ponies anymore. He lost them.
I didn't know that. How did he lose them? Playing the market?
No, playing polo. Just a minute, boys. Here comes our hostess, looking pale as a ghostess. What's wrong, Cecily?
Oh, Ramona, something terrible has happened. I hired the most divine pianist for this party, and he disappointed me.
I can't believe a pianist would miss a party like this.
Oh, he's here, but he forgot to bring his music.
Well, I forgot to bring my piano.
Oh, well, I have a piano.
Well, this is very, very sudden. I hadn't really expected to be asked to sing this evening. If I had, I'd have carried my music in my hand instead of giving it to the orchestra leader.
Once upon a time, you whispered,
I love you. And once upon a time I thought it so. You held me in your arms and you said you'd never let me go. Once upon a time you kissed me. Remember, once upon a time I didn't know a kiss could do such harm. I never thought 'twould hurt me so. Many, many times I dream of the past, a dream that never came true. Oh, so many times, how long will it last? As long as I last, dreaming of you. One a time, can that mean forever? And even though I know you can't be mine, you're always in my heart because of once upon a time. Never came true. Oh, so many times, how long will it last? As long as I last, dreaming of you. Once upon a time, can that mean forever? And even though I know you can't be mine, you're always in my heart because of once upon a time.
A very special one in the Kraft Music Hall, for there standing in the wings is our own Helen Jepsen. Helen returns to us after a triumphant concert tour, and everywhere she went, her lovely voice and personal charm captivated both the public and the press. We quote the press.
The Dayton Herald. It has been a long time since the Dayton audience has heard such a stirring interpretation as Miss Jepsen. The St. Louis Globe Democrat.
Miss Jepsen scored a great success.
The Grand Rapids Herald.
Miss Jepsen won her audience completely.
The New York Herald Tribune. Miss Jepsen received an ovation.
And here she is. Welcome home, Helen. Welcome home, Helen, and ladies and gentlemen, what a homecoming present Helen has for us all. That great aria from Wagner's Tannhauser, The Sacred Hall.
Thank you.
Act Four, a lecture hall filled to capacity by the members of the Thursday Evening Ladies Club. On the platform about to speak is a handsome young lecturer.
Ladies, we all know that if milk isn't fresh or hasn't been cared for properly...
The curtain on the orchestra in full stage to pay tribute to that great American composer, Jerome Kern. His latest operetta, Liberta, is now touring the country after a most successful run on Broadway. Who can forget the famous Smoke Gets in Your Eyes? You will hear it first as a violin solo by our concertmaster, Kurt Dieterle, and later sung by Bob Lawrence. And Ramona sings Let's Begin. Hits from Roberta.
Glad I fell, if I never tell, Polly and Wes, which is it my true love was true.
Music Hall presents Act 5. The scene is a tiny railroad station. The King's men and the rest of the town folk are down at the station to give Susie Perkins a send-off. Ha ha! Susie's going to Hollywood to make a name for herself in pictures. Yes, sir.
Oh, boys, I'm awfully sorry to say goodbye to you all.
Yeah, we sure hate to see you go, Susie.
Oh, don't worry. I won't forget my old friend.
You better not, I'm telling you.
Well, I guess I gotta say goodbye now.
Well, just before you go, Susie, will you promise to do us fellas one little favor when you get to Hollywood?
Sure, boys. Why?
It's this. They tell so many stories about what happens in Hollywood, and we want you to stay just as you are. Sweet and lovely.
Sweet and lovely. Sweeter than the roses in May. Sweet and lovely. There is nothing more I can say, except that you stay as sweet as you are. Don't let a thing ever change you. Stay as sweet as you are. Don't let a soul rearrange you. Don't ever lose all the charms you possess. Your loveliness, darling, discreet as you are, you're divine, dear. Stay as grand as you are, and as you are, say you're mine, dear. Young and gay or old and gray, near to me or afar,
night and day I pray that you are.
From Susie.
Yeah, she's in Hollywood already.
Well, what did she say? Read it.
Oh,
read it.
Yeah. Well, here it is. She says, dear boys, on the train, I met a man named Jack Dalton, who turned out to be a snake. He met me in Omaha, and by the time we got to Albuquerque, he asked me to fly with him.
What?
For the journey. I looked him in the eye, she says, and said,
she said, no, no, a thousand times no. She cried with the greatest alarm. The villain, he laughed. And said,
I'll foreclose on the farm.
No, no.
Yes, yes, I'll foreclose on the farm.
Oh, one night he crept to her window and stole her away on his back.
Oh, he carried her to the railroad and fastened her onto the track. Oh, damsel, he cried, will you be my bride? The train's coming over the hill.
I'll not be your spouse, you despicable lout.
God, curses.
My answer is still
no, no, a thousand times no. You cannot buy my caress.
Foil.
No, no, a thousand times no. I'd rather die than say yes.
Now she loved the young village blacksmith.
Hooray!
Thank you. A muscular he-man was he. He heard that his love was in danger, and right to the rescue went he. It's always the same old baloney. The hero shows up on the spot.
He rescues the innocent. The hungry old villain gets shot. So this is a ditty to end all such ditties. We're sure it will be a relief.
Yeah!
To bury the guy on the flying trapeze in memory of Walter O'Keefe. So we never will sing these old ballads again of villains who creep in the night. And if they're requested sometimes now and then, we'll shout with the greatest delight. Whoa! No, no, a thousand times no. I dig up the long, long ago. No, no, a thousand times no. Always the answer is no.
I say no.
I say no.
I say no.
I say no.
No, no. No, 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 no.
Once more, I have the honor to present Miss Helen Jepson. And standing behind her on the pyramid platform is the new chorus of the Kraft Music Hall. A chorus of young American singers. Helen Jepson and the Kraft Music Hall chorus give you the waltz song from Elmi Kalmus Shari. You know it as Love's Own Sweet Song.
Oh.
scene entitled A Hint for the Holidays, featuring the debonair, Mr. Ford.
With the holidays in mind, the clever cook who presides over the craft kitchen. WEAF, New York.
Nashville, Tennessee.
The intermission over, you return to your own comfortable seats in the Kraft Music Hall as Paul Whiteman and his orchestra play the dance hit of the day, the Continental.
Open on a beautiful, firelit room in a hunting lodge in the mountains. Outside, the wind whistles faintly. The snow is piled high on the roof above the heavy beam ceiling. Inside, before a cozy, crackling fire, on a big polar bear rug, with their knees in their arms and their chins on their knees, sit Johnny Hauser and Peggy Healy.
Oh, gee, Johnny, what's the matter? Don't you feel well?
Say, after skiing all day, I'm in the pink.
Then why act so blue?
Because. Well, I'm green with jealousy.
Because I went skating with Bill White.
And every time I think of that guy, I see red.
Well, don't be a shrinking violet. Do something about it.
Ah, he won't fight. He's too yellow.
Not too yellow to make pretty speeches to me when we're alone.
Well, don't say that, Peggy. I can think of more pretty speeches than he can, but when I see you and try to say them, I can feel myself turning all colors of the rainbow.
Why, Johnny, you're blushing.
The object of my affection can change my complexion from white to rosy red. Anytime she holds my hand and tells me that she's mine. There are many girls who can thrill me and so fill me with dreams of happiness. But I know I'll never rest until she says she's mine. Now I'm not afraid that she'll leave me, 'cause she's not the kind who'll be unfair. But instead I trust her implicitly. She can go where she wants to go, do what she wants to do, I won't care. The object of my affection can change my complexion from white to rosy red. Anytime she holds my hand and tells me that she's mine.
The object of your affection can change your complexion from white to rosy red.
That is what I said.
But look what love has done to me. I'll never be the same. The very thought of you, and I forget to do the little ordinary things that everyone ought to do. I'm living in a kind of daydream. I'm happy as a king. And foolish though it may seem, to me that's everything. The mere idea of you, the longing here for you. You'll never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower, your eyes in the skies above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love.
The object of my affection can change my complexion from white to rosy red. Anytime she holds my hand and tells me that she's mine.
Are there many girls who can thrill you and some who can fill you with dreams of happiness?
Yes, I can get a million thrills when you are by my side.
Now aren't you afraid that I'll leave you?
Oh, you're not the kind who'd be unfair. Peggy, dear, I trust you implicitly.
May I go where I want to go, do what I want to do, won't you care?
Oh, the object of my affection can change my complexion from white to rosy red.
Anytime you hold my hand and tells me that he's mine, all mine, all mine. My face is getting red.
Our next scene is a fraternity house on the campus of Middlesex College. That's just outside Springfield. The boys have just been rehearsing a hot tune with which to burn up the floor at their next dance.
Hey, snakes, what's the name of that blues you just played?
That's the Basin Street Blues. Did you like it?
That's got it, brother. Do it again and I'll dig that guy Teagarden out of the pantry to sing along.
Go get him. Here we go.
Yeah, let's go.
Won't you come along with me along the Mississippi? We'll take the boat to the land of dreams, steam down the river down to New Orleans. a band there to meet us. Old friends to greet us. You'll see the place where the folks all meet. Heaven on earth, they call it Basin Street. Basin Street is a street where dark and light always meet in New Orleans, the land of dreams. You'll never know how nice it seems or just how much it really means. Glad to be, yes, sirree, where a welcome street welcome me, and where I can lose these Basin Street blues. You saw the place where the folks all meet. Heaven on earth, they call it Basin Street.
Here at the Kraft Music Hall, we like to play music that will please everybody.
And everybody loves an old favorite. I was talking this matter over with Roy Bargy, our pianist, the other day, and we decided that one of the favorite favorites of all times is Vincent Heumann's Tea for Two from No No Nanette. So Roy made a new arrangement, and I'm going to pass it along to you with Roy himself at the piano.
The curtain rises on our next scene, Old Spain, azure sky. The brilliant sun pouring its gold on pink and white mission houses. Stayed right, there's a balcony. And on the balcony stand that handsome young Spanish Don Kendardi. Dancing in the square below is a lovely senorita, a beautiful muchacha. And as she clicks her castanets, Ken sings to her, charmed by her beauty, her grace, her dancing.
Click, clickety-click, go heels upon the ground. Love keeps time to a sound. Are you in love, muchacha? And will you always dance for me, little muchacha? Click, click, you play your castanet while my heart pirouettes. How is your heart, muchacha? And will you always dance for me, little muchacha? Bright as the day, your shining eyes are gleaming. Dark as the night, your gentle eyes are dreaming. Boom, skinny boom, the drums go through my brain. Does my heart throb in vain? How do you feel, muchacha? Tell me you give a thought to me, little muchacha. And will you dance for me, little muchacha, funny muchacha? Are you in love with me, muchacha?
And now may I present a gentleman who wishes to speak to you for a moment in behalf of the management.
While they're setting the stage for Miss Helen Jepson's next song, may I take a moment to explain why we like to...
When you come to the end of a perfect day and you see
ladies and gentlemen, with Helen Jepsen saying good night to you all. Next week, the Kraft Music Hall will present another all-star bill with all your favorites on tonight's program. And as a special added attraction, Mr. Derek Oldham, the leading tenor of the famous Dolly Carter Gilbert and Sullivan Company. Mr. Oldham will, of course, sing your favorite Gilbert and Sullivan aria. It's going to be a big show, so don't forget next Thursday. And good night.
Music Hall will open again next Thursday, same time. Mr. Whiteman has reserved your ticket in appreciation of your purchase of Kraft products. This is Ford Bond closing the Music Hall and saying good night. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Correct time is now 10 seconds past 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. This is WEAF, New York.